Okay, I'm Wendy Douglas, and I have the pleasure of being in the studio with four absolutely lovely ladies. Donna, Ario, Michelle and Chantel, a.k.a. M. Tice. Hi, girls.
Hi, hello, Wendy.
Right, first of all, I just want to find out where in Tice are coming from. So, from the beginning, how you girls got together? Donna?
Chantel and I, myself, have known each other for 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah.
And Ario and Michelle went to school together. And it just so happened that we met through a mutual friend who knew that we both, well, both couples, were interested in the music scene and wanted to form a group. Mm-hmm. And we met up and we got on really well. And from then on, we just plodded along, done hard work, had a laugh.
What was the first tune? Do you remember?
Yeah, we did Summertime together, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all wrote that. Just based on a Summertime track. Mm-hmm. About just us as a group, really, how we are together, chilling out.
I mean, by sitting here and looking at the way that you interact, you all look like you get on really well. You've got two Aries in the band and two Librans. So how does it kind of work? Are the Librans pretty chilled out and the Aries totally mad, or do you kind of take turns?
We're all a bit of everything.
Ario and Chantel are the Aries, and Michelle and myself are the Librans. And we do all actually all have our funny 5 minutes, we'll have our mood swings, but they're all at different times. So when we're all feeling down, we've got one joke going around playing pranks on everyone.
Yeah.
If any one of us is feeling down, we always get picked up by the others, really, anyway.
How would you define the Entice sound?
We are commercial R&B. You know, as Donna is constantly pointing out, pop stands for popular music, and we all know that. I think we've got our own sound anyway. We're not like most R&B groups or commercial R&B groups or any pop groups. We're just Entice, so if we had to pigeonhole ourselves, I would say commercial R&B.
Go on, Ario.
I would base Entice on a cross between the Fugees and Madonna.
What does it say about your personality? What does it say about you as an individual?
Fun.
Yes.
Especially if you see us live, like, yes, visually, we're very...
A more visual group than a video
group.
We've
got a lot of dancing and...
Crowd participation.
We always got a good vibe going on stage between us. We really have a great vibe.
So, you're a British act, but you obviously take inspiration from stateside.
Definitely.
With the people that you admire and that have influenced you. How important is it for you to keep the UK flavour?
Very British to the bone.
No, I don't think we can lose the English sound.
No, we've got raps that incorporate ragga in it, and Cockney even. We've got some Cockney raps in a couple of our tracks. But it's hard to rap sometimes and not get a twang. It's difficult, you know. Sometimes it might come naturally with the flow of what you're doing, and then people automatically go, oh, she wants to be a Yankee. Do you know what I mean? I think if we sound American, we don't mean to, and if we sound British, we do mean to.
Hey DJ's the first single, but you've been working with some pretty amazing producers on forthcoming material. Ian Green, who's done Carleen Anderson and the Brand New Heavies. Don Boyette, who's done Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie. In fact, he's the bassist with them. And Brock Pocket, responsible for stuff that Mark Morrison's done. How did you get involved with these guys?
We were just put in contact with them. And, I mean, sometimes you can get put in contact with producers and you might not click with them, but they've been so great to work with. Just their flavours are so good. They understand where we're coming from. And, I mean, anyone who we're going to work with, especially if we're working well with them, we're always going to have that Entice vibe.
Yeah.
So it's always going to be our sound anyway.
Peter Andre and Boy's Own, you've done both those tours. Who would you like to support? Who, if there was an artist out there that you'd like to support, who would it be?
Michael Jackson.
That's from Michelle.
Yes.
Ario?
Not sure.
I'd have to go for Michael, I think.
Donna?
Oh, God, yeah. I think it'd have to be
Jodeci. And Chantel.
It's hard, isn't it?
TLC. Definitely. In fact, yes, TLC.
Do you like those girls?
Yes.
do you like to do in your spare time?
Spare time? What spare time? Spare time!
Thank you very much, Donna, Ariel, Michelle, Chantel, aka N-Type.